The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, election 2020 kicked into gear this week and already it's shaping up to be an unpredictable ride. We've heard criticism of some of the slogans the parties have adopted. Other parties haven't adopted any slogans yet at all. In a few moments, we'll be joined by John Fanning, lecturer in marketing, communications and branding at the Smurfit Business School, and Kate Shanahan, head of journalism at TU Dublin, to see if our politicians could learn anything from business when it comes to branding and slogans. But first, let's take you back in time.
And an innovation in this campaign from Fianna Fáil is the first pop song launched as part of an Irish general election. So let's make it your kind of country. Get out there and vote and show them that you're free. We've been there, we've been needed, we have fought and we've succeeded. We'll be there in the future as we were.
Well, just a taste of a few election songs of elections past there. John Fanning, are we any good at election slogans when you look around at other countries? Do we do them well?
Not really. I don't think so. However, having said that, it's very difficult to have the time to think. You know, elections tend to be called quite suddenly. And the parties, I don't think, do an awful lot of preparation before the election. They only kick into action when the election starts. And if you really want to have a good slogan or a good strategy, you have to have research done. You have to have somebody who is interpreting that research, putting it into a strategy, and then having a slogan coming out of that.
But is that an Irish thing? Do you think that, for example, British political parties, I mean, elections get called, they seem to hire a lot of external consultants. Do Irish parties do that?
Yeah, if I was an Irish party, I would say, look at that documentary that was done on the Brexit referendum with Benedict Cumberbatch, whatever, playing Dominic Cummings. And he's there and he's listening to a group discussion. He is not talking at it. He's not forcing questions or the silly focus group stuff. He's listening. And because he understands the issues, he suddenly realises that take back control is better than take control, which is what they had. Take control is an instruction. Take back control is the start of a story. You immediately think, hang on a minute, back. Oh, yeah, we used to be great. We used to rule the waves. And then we joined Europe. Now we want to take back control. We can be great again.
Kate, what do you think makes a good election slogan? What works?
Well, the main thing that works is if the slogan is coming out of some kind of reality, if it's authentic. So if you have a slogan which is quite meaningless, it could mean anything. It doesn't bother you too much. It doesn't upset you, but it doesn't excite you either. Then that slogan really dies. A good slogan, you know, Get Brexit Done, for example, is based on the fact that people were incredibly impatient with the fact that it was taking so long for a movement in Parliament. I don't think Dominic Cummings is a genius in the sense that, you know, you'd look at someone like Sir Tim Bell, for example, and say, you know, he's three different Thatcher campaigns he managed. What he has, though, is that he has an ability to take what's in the ether and move it along in the political domain. And not a lot of people actually have that. And that comes, as John said, from actually listening to what people are saying. The problem with a lot of the slogans is that, you know, they are what you want to make of them yourself. Parties, you know, over the years, they've done things like gone over to see what the Tories are doing. Seamus Brennan famously came back from America and suddenly we all had bumpers with, you know, let's back Jack.
This was a bumper sticker.
The bumper
bring
sticker.
Bring back Jack.
Bring back Jack, yeah. So,
and that was new for the Irish.
That business was new and it was exciting and it was zippy. But then you look at The Man They Called Ahern, which apparently was never recorded. They played it at a Fianna Fáil Ordesh and it went down like a loud balloon. So there is a thing of adopting the marketing and business world in the sense of your focus groups, you know, your tightly controlled analysis. But at the end of the day, it's what people out there are saying. And often what they're saying is completely different to what's coming up in the surveys.
John, when you look back, any particular outstandingly good or outstandingly bad Irish political slogans?
Outstandingly bad. The best example was some poor unfortunate guy was in a studio here and he was asked about his party slogan. And he said, "Vision with promise." And the interviewer said, "Are you sure?" "Oh, Jesus, no, it's promise with vision." And now that shows how meaningless those slogans can be.
And that was a bit of an afterthought. There are some famous ones from, one of the most famous ones of all time probably came from Britain, from the UK, Labour's Not Working.
Yeah, that needed a visual as well, though. That was a poster, and you had this employment office with a big long queue of people.
And that packed a bit of punch.
It was huge. That was the first Saatchi and Saatchi campaign for the Tories.
The problem with that is that Tim Bell was saying that when he showed it to Margaret Thatcher, she went into a rage because Labour was in very big type. And therefore, you know, your big fear is you're going to give your opposition more publicity. But the other funny one was that all of the people in the Dole queue were actually Conservative Party activists.
They were, yeah.
So they were filmed as potentially being
and,
in the
and
Dole
it was all a bit
but
of
it was
a
very good.
A finger on a problem. You're dealing with politicians who are not professional people, and it's not their job. So if you confront them with a creative campaign, automatically, if it's any good, they're not going to like it.
The other thing, of course, apart from the slogan or even sometimes the song, even on a local level in Ireland, going back over time, politicians have done things like crosswords and quizzes and puzzles. There's one here that we dug out with the help of the of Alan Kinsella from Irish Election Literature, and we also got some slogans from Dave McCullough over in Primetime. But this one here is from 1986, and it was the Dunleary People, and it's an ad, and it's for the Workers' Party, and it's basically you can win £10 by answering the following questions in a quiz. And one of them is, who's the leader of the Workers' Party? Another one, interestingly, is how many corporation houses in Dunleary have no bathroom? And how many people are unemployed in the Dunleary area? So it was done up as a quiz, you know. There's also crossword examples where Fine Gael had a crossword and they used the questions or the clues to have a hit at the opposition. Do you think that kind of thing works maybe in small-scale skirmishing?
It might do, but I think the fact that you're not seeing it now is an indication that it probably didn't.
It was of its time.
Of its time, yeah.
If you look at slogans, Kate in particular, I'm thinking about, when we're talking about what works or what doesn't work, it's really about, can you overemphasise the slogan? If you take Obama, yes we can, and people, you know, there were stickers in Ireland, Dis Féidir Ling and all of that. But what does yes we can? It doesn't really say anything at all, does it?
There's an interesting background to that because it came out of the civil rights movement and it came out of that rhetorical where you'd have a large group meeting and the preacher or the politician or the local activist would say, can we do this? And the answer was, yes we can. So it had a sort of a historical basis, and Obama was great at using the rhythm. I've used Obama's speeches for teaching speech writing on one of our master's courses. And what we've all noticed is his rhythmic ability to ask the question and have you answer it yourself. The problem with a lot of stuff that we now think is very simple is it was of its era and of its time. And Yes We Can was a time of hope in America. A young black president, I mean, that was an extraordinary development for American society. But you have other slogans, for example, Hillary's slogan, which is about all of us coming together and working together. And, you know, afterwards when it was analysed, people actually like a good fight in an election. They like to have an enemy in an election. The touchy-feely stuff doesn't necessarily work.
The other thing, John, is that sometimes a good slogan can end up being sort of reheated. I mean, Donald Trump and America First first appeared in 1916, Charles Hughes, then again in 1992 with Pat Buchanan. So a good slogan can be reheated.
Yeah, I mean, yes we can. And, you know, probably a good slogan, one of the best slogans in Ireland is probably Chucky Our Law, which is, you know, giving hope.
And it has lasted.
It has lasted and has gone into the language separately.
Well, there we go. Maybe they'll all up their game. If not for this election, for the next one, they'll take some of your thoughts on board. John Fanning and Kate Shanahan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.